Signing bonuses. Elite athletes get them. CEOs get them. Can you get one? I'm Jody Phillips. You're negotiating your job offer. You're clear on the base salary, reviews, and the benefits. But what about a signing bonus? Rebecca made $90,000 a year and interviewed on a position paying $85,000. Her prospective employer couldn't raise the base salary, so she stirred in a $10,000 sweetener, a signing bonus, to compensate for the pay cut. Then there was Victor. His prospective employer wagged a $50,000 check to lure him from England to Florida. Victor liked London, but he ended up fattening up his bank account and became a fan of the beach lifestyle. How does it work? Signing bonuses are optional, often done on a case-by-case basis by the companies who are willing to hand them out. So here's the tip. Use logic. I'll give you another example. Jesus' annual bonus was due in 2 months, but he was finagling after another job with another company. If he quit now, he'd lose the $20,000 that was coming due in a couple of months. The new employer was crazy to get him, so they threw a signing bonus of $20,000 in. One way to slap more icing on the cake. Now here's the logic. Jesus had all the right stuff. Had he been coming in off the street unemployed, none of this would have applied. So look, if they want you bad and you've got something to lose, tactfully ask. I'm Jody Phillips.